It's so interesting that 3 or 4 days ago, we were buried in ice, sleet, and snow. And this morning when I walk outside, it's 46 degrees, and it's still, that ice, sleet, and snow is still on rooftops and car tops and things like that. But the atmosphere that surrounds us inside this forest has changed because, you know, 3 or 4 days ago, it was just rigid. It was and it was like, okay, we're all huddling together. And now it seems like everything that's in this forest is walking its own way. Even when I saw the deer this morning in the forest, we just kind of looked at each other going, oh, you're still here. I mean, and that's not a good vibration to hold on to. But at the same time, it's like, okay, we had each other's back when the rain, the sleet, and the snow were coming down. And now that it's 46 with more snow on the way, and they're saying, what, 3 to 4 inches now, it's like, okay, we haven't separated yet, have we? And I might be talking a little bit too spiritual here because the universe is what leads me. It's what I'm invited into every day. And what that is this forest. There's energy here. And when I step into it every morning, you just want to feel that vibration. But it wasn't there today. And you can't help but sit there and wonder, what happened last night? Hey, it's Arrow. This is The Choice. This is what I was writing while the sun was waking up on a brilliant new day, and today we're reading from January 20th, 2022. Wow, that's interesting. January 20th, 2022. A lot of 20s there. I need to play those numbers and maybe win that lottery, right? There are layers in my heart. Oh my God. And if you think I'm alone, you are not looking at yourself in the mirror. So maybe I should just start it off by saying there are layers in our heart, which always infects what we dream. What it can't do is poison what we see. Do you understand where I came from on that? There are layers in our heart, which always infects what we dream, but it can't poison what we see. For instance, like the forest this morning, it felt like that, you know, it's like, okay, what happened to this camaraderie, this community that we had during the rain, sleet, and snow? I don't feel it today. We can't let it poison what we see. What they don't tell you about living a mindful life is how difficult it is to stay right here in this place called the present, the now, especially one that's consumed with a pandemic, horrible politics, and bad weather conditions. Now, spiritually speaking, the heart must remain clear. Unlike ice, you can't just throw salt on it and expect the wounds to go away. Being mindful is being aware. Knowing how to stay truth-filled without being taken over by a newer COVID variant or senators that have vowed to represent a nation that they're tearing apart, you just can't let the negatives seep into your waking soul. You also can't paste a plastic-coated bathroom mirror smile onto your face. We can't control dreams, but what we can do is have the ability to close off what we're taking in. As my dad would say, you don't need to know everything. Ooh. That used to just get inside my skin when he would say that. He'd call me by my real name and say, you don't need to know everything. How does that sit inside your mind, body, and soul? To tell yourself, you don't need to know everything. Put down that smartphone. We don't need to know what your neighbors are doing this weekend. We don't need to know what's going to be happening in the weather because you can't control it. If we do get 3 to 4 inches of snow, what are you going to do about it? You're going to put a heater outside and just warm up around your yard? Now you got a bunch of mud you have to deal with. You don't need to know everything. Get off that computer and stop going to CNN.com or FoxNews.com. You don't need to know. What you need to do is to protect this, the heart. It's getting weaker every day because this pandemic is just tearing us apart. We have to live with the pandemic because I don't know about you, but I'm having to live behind a mask. 2 years of this, and I still believe that it affects my hearing. I mean, the way that it wraps around your ears and stuff. Or is it that I was reading everybody's lips and therefore I could hear them because I could see? Oh my God, that goes back to what we were talking about. There are layers in my heart which always infects what I dream, but what it can't do is poison what we see. You don't need to know everything. Because when you try to stuff all of that inside this, what are you doing with it? Are you letting any of it go? Or are you trying to fix the world like a battered or tattered member of a family says, I'm not leaving. I can't report this because I can fix them. You don't need to know everything. And I don't know if you have the strength to be able to fix what we think is broken. Can you really identify what is shattered in your life? There are doctors out there, psychologists and psychotherapists, that can't get through the list of people that are seeking help. So where do those who need the help go? They're picking up books, motivation books, books of how to meditate, books that's going to help bring peace to the mind, body, and soul. Now, I'm going to give you an example of something. I know somebody very close to me goes, finally gets to go talk to a psychologist. Didn't get to see the psychologist. Got to see the person that's there before the psychologist. And the first thing they did was they prescribed this person drugs. You don't need to know everything. But what you do need to know is who you are and how things are coming out in your moment of now. I think that things will change if we can quit putting things inside. Being mindful of your present without letting everything take over. You don't need to know everything. I'm Arrow, and that's what I was writing while the sun was waking up on a brilliant new day.